Okay, now we're really broadcasting live. November 7th, 2015. Now let's make sure we've got everything set up. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. And everything should be working properly. So...
we have a Yelp listing. We have a, thanks to Anna, she created a listing for the meditation center on Yelp. So if you put in meditation in Hamilton, you do pop up. It's a simple listing so far. You can probably put some pictures up there and make it a little fancier, but it's there. And shortly we should be getting confirmation to get everything tied up for Google as well. So that'll be a great thing when you type it in and the driving directions come up and all that kind of thing. Just a little more verification needed. Just letting people know about the meditation center.
Awesome.
Yeah. And tomorrow we have our volunteer meeting, so we can maybe discuss that a little bit tomorrow.
That's at 1.
Yes.
Tonight we have an interesting verse. It's a very deep meditative one. I encourage everyone to read this. Not sure how much I can talk about it, what there is to be said, but it's certainly worth reading. It's the dart where you have a thorn in your side, and then to get it out, you stick another thorn in your side. Doesn't really help. But it's interesting how he actually talks about when a person is inundated by painful feelings, then they'll chase after pleasant feelings. Why? Because they don't know any better. They can't think of any better way to get rid of unpleasant feelings than to douse the fire with gasoline, really, and to smother it with sensual desire. And then lust arises. I mean, if you read this, it's a very clear exposition on the nature of attachment and... so it's a clear exposition of the problem that we face. The ordinary person knows no other escape from painful feelings. Nahi so bhikkhave pajanati asutva putujjano Anyatra vedanaya puting kavantang yo dukhaya vedanaya patika anusayo so anusayati. Nahi pujanati sutra anyatra. Other than kamasukha. Right. Oh no, I read that wrong. Confused, I was reading the wrong line. Hard to read because it's so wide. Nahi so bhikkhave pajanati asutva putujjano. An ordinary worldling who is uninstructed doesn't know any other way than kamasukha, the pleasure of sensuality, for the dukkhaya vedanaya nisaranam, for the escape, nisarana, yeah, the escape from suffering feelings. But they don't know any other way. And when they are Abhinanda, when they are rejoicing or indulging or engaging or in rejoicing in karma, in sensual pleasure. Yo sukhaya vedanaya raga anusayo so anusayati. So anusaya is kind of like an obsession. They become obsessed with the obsession of raga, because anusayati. But anu means to lie dormant. Anusayati means to lie down, or to lie with, to lie inside. It's an interesting anusaya. How do you anusayati? Yeah, become obsessed. I mean, the idea of anusaya is something deep. So obsession is kind of like a deep attachment. Become deeply involved in raga. Like a lot of raga come up. So do we have questions today?
We do. Bhante, a homeless person, asked for money so that he could get some food. I gave it to him and then drove home. On the drive home, I was very mindful the whole time. It took much less effort than usual. Then I thought that if I constantly gave a portion of the money I earned from my job to a charity, it might help me be more mindful at work, as it's helping other people. Will this work? Is this why the Buddha recommended householders to donate a portion of their money to charity? I believe I heard you say this before. Thanks, Bhante. Sorry for the unusually large question. Hope you can answer me.
Giving is good no matter what. I mean, that's about it. Definitely, if you can give, give. It's something that supports your mind. The Buddha said, Punyanche puriso kai raka ira te nang punap punang. If a person does good deeds, they should do them again and again and again. Tamhi chanda kai rata should cultivate contentment in regards to those good deeds. For sukho punyasa uchayo, the cultivation or the collecting of goodness is happiness. The building up of goodness, the accumulating of goodness is happiness. And it said, "Ma bhikkhave bahita punyanang." Don't be afraid, bhikkhus, of punya, of goodness. Sukhasetang bhikkhave adivacchanang yadidang punyani. Good deeds are another word for happiness. Or happiness is another word for this. That is goodness. No, that is to say, goodness is good deeds.
Should you be concerned with what people do with the money? Because, like, sometimes, you know, people are asking for a change in things, and you think, well, if I give them money, you know, they may just use it to buy drugs or whatever.
You can be. You have to ask yourself how important it is to you. If it's something that you, I mean, it's not like I would rest my whole religious life on or spiritual development on charity to the poor or charity to a specific individual. But you know, it's really not all that relevant. It's relevant the sort of person that you're giving it to. So if there's a homeless person who is really mean and nasty or really immoral. And again, giving money is, as I said, a fairly low form of charity. Giving money is for that reason as well, because, you know, they have to do something with it. You're not actually doing them any favor directly. Well, you're doing them a favor, but you're not actually giving them anything useful. we are giving them something that they can use to get useful things or to get harmful things. So money is kind of, it's power. You're giving them power as opposed to something that will help them. Power doesn't always help. So money is not the best way to give.
So it could be a concern then if you, you know, like when you're in the city and people are asking for change and things, and if you think they're potentially going to use it for drugs or alcohol, would that be a reason not?
I would
not
say give a little. Sorry, should I let you finish? Go ahead.
No, that was it.
But you were going to say, would that be?
Well, you know, if it seems like a conflict, you know, because you can tell that that kind of behavior would harm people. Of course, you don't know what someone's going to do, but
yeah.
That's always the concern that, you know, when you give people money, mm-hmm. that they're going to use it to just further harm themselves.
Yeah. But that's not really your intent when you're giving. It's not, I wouldn't worry too much about that. But on the other hand, I wouldn't really put too much into it. You consider the more pure part of the goodness is the giving up, because they asked you, not because you want them to have something, but because they asked you. If I ask you for something, you giving it to me is a relinquishing of the stinginess, right, of saying no to someone. So if someone asks you for something, unless it's immoral to give it to them, you give it to them not thinking, oh, this will be to their benefit. You say, I give as a giving up, as a not clinging. Like Vaisantara gave things away that he probably would have, well, that's not even fair to say, but Vaisantara gave up everything when people asked him to. He was just waiting for people to ask him. People asked him for things that they shouldn't have asked him for, and he gave because he had made a determination that if anyone asks him for something, he will give. So it's two aspects of giving. Giving as a intentional good deed, and giving when someone asks you. They're two different things. Like if you go out of your way to give money to the homeless, then you can be rightly questioned as to, hey, you know, do you know where your money is going? You know, that's a pretty dubious sort of spiritual practice, because you don't really know what's going to happen to it. But if you're walking down the street and someone asks you for change, I don't think anyone's going to say, hey, don't give, well, people will. I don't think they rightly can say, hey, what are you doing giving him money? Say, well, he asked me, so. It's like one of my students was being asked for money again and again for this and that from a person in overseas, a person in another country. So they had no way of knowing whether what this person was saying was true, and it seemed kind of shady. And I'd heard similar things of a similar nature. So I said to him the same thing. I said, you know, give a little. And it's a different kind of practice. It's about giving up. It's not the kind of thing where you'd want to give huge sums of money, pour your life savings into it, or give them everything they want. But you give a little, and that kind of is a way of giving up. Ajahn Tong would do this. People would come and ask him for money, and he would just give them a little. There were his relatives, this really funny couple. They claimed to be relatives of him. I guess they were relatives of him, but they milked it for all it was worth, so they would come back again and again asking for money. And finally, his secretary locked the doors. I was standing outside because I was waiting to come in to listen in for reporting. And they locked the doors, and we had to stand outside for like a half an hour while he yelled at these two people. Secretary's a real bulldog.
Thank you, Bhante. Are calm feelings considered neutral feelings?
Yes.
And that's it on questions.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Fewer lots questions means fewer questions with lots of people, although fewer people.
No, lots of people meditating tonight.
Yeah. Fewer people logged in. That's fine.
No need are to you log looking? In. Are you looking on the website?
Yeah, we got the list of green and orange people. It's a short
list. I'm not sure that that list is always accurate. It seems like, I don't know.
Well, it's only if they're looking at this page. If they're on YouTube, it won't show. If they're somewhere else, it's not even all the people on the list. It's just people who are actively have meditation.surimangalo.org open. But it should be everyone. Maybe it's not accurate. Doesn't have Patrick, does it? Where did he go?
Yeah, that's what I wonder, because sometimes it shows more people meditating than logged in there. So I don't know. Maybe people close out of the page or something.
Maybe it doesn't work as it should. I think finally last night's Dhammapada was... The video was well made. Finally, I figured out the settings of this darn camera, how to get it set up to overexpose the background and yet maintain a good-looking picture. If anyone's interested.
I think the group here watches your Dhammapada videos no matter what, you know? Good quality, bad quality. I mean, the talk is always wonderful, but sometimes the audio is off, but I think this group here...
Oh, yeah, the audio last night was off. See, if it's not one thing, it's another. The audio is off because there's this thing called, a DC loop, which is weird because, well, something like some kind of loop. If you've got somehow two connections, then it builds up a sound. So if you listen to last night's Dhammapada, you can hear it in the background. I've had that before and I had no idea what was going on, and it's because I had two things plugged in that were connected to the camera. So,
well, this group here, we like them no matter what, but it's great that they're coming out better for people who are newer to it.
Anyway, so good night then. Thank you, Robin, for your help.
Thank you, Bhante.
Tuning in. Good night.
Good night.